Listen to Listlers Love Lockdown. This is a special edition for premium listeners.
Ooh! We're taking live calls. This is live to tape, everybody. People calling in their love questions, and we're going to help them out in real time.
If you want to get a call in, just be sure to follow at Womp It Up Pod, and we'll tweet out the number probably every 6 months or so.
Exactly. But if you have a real problem, please go to the nearest emergency room.
Let's go to our calls. Hi, who have we?
Hi, how are you?
We're great. You've got Charlotte Listler and Marissa Wampler. Do you have a question for Listler's Love Lockdown?
Yeah, I do. What movie do you think is the perfect example of fake movie love, and what's the perfect example of real love?
Ooh.
Like in a movie?
What's your name, sir?
I'm Josh from Seattle. I'm totally infatuated and in love with both of you.
Oh, Josh.
Feeling is mutual.
And that feels as real as the day is long. Josh, real movie love. Let's go
fake movie love.
Let's go fake first.
Okay.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Leap year.
Great example.
One with Sandra Bullock where she's on a bus. Breaks
Speed.
Down.
Ben Affleck.
Right? She gets off a bus. Oh, God. Anything with Sandra Bullock.
Bounce. That's fake
the
love.
One with Ashley Judd. Hugh Jackman, do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'm thinking about Morgan Freeman.
Right.
That could be real love. Okay, for my real love,
Cocoon.
Driving Miss Daisy. Both involving Jessica Tandy.
Anything with Jessica Tandy.
Okay.
Anything with Jessica Tandy.
I thought you meant Gutenberg. But I totally understand.
Police Academy 4. The love between Gutenberg and that guy who plays the police chief.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. That's probably more accurate, I think. Manhunter, maybe. That would be a good one.
Okay, I'm too scared. We're ending this call. Josh, we love you so much.
Yes,
Womp it up, buddy.
Womp
it
so
up.
Much.
All right. Do we have another caller?
We got a live one. Live one.
You're live on Listler's Love Lockdown with Charlotte Listler and Marissa Wampler. Do you have a question?
Who are we squawking at? Oh, we lost him.
Is it me?
Hello, yes.
It's you, sir. It is you.
Who are we squawking at?
What's your name?
This is Leon.
Leon!
You know, I like that name.
Leon does the dishes. What's that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
What's that Elton John song? Because it's Leon does the
Levon.
Dishes.
Levon. Wow.
Leon, how can we help you?
What's your question, buddy?
Okay, so if I'm going to a karaoke with some friends, what would be some songs to start off with so I can look cool?
Ooh, okay. Now, are there any love interests at this karaoke party?
No, just maybe like coworkers or something.
Oh, but could be. Are you currently in a relationship, Leon?
Yes, I'm engaged, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're not going to want to get too sexy. So leave out any right said Fred.
Right.
Listler, your favorite thing to do at karaoke is Fancy, yes?
I do love Fancy by Reba McEntire. It's got a lot of words in
it. That's not for the uninitiated. What's a simple crowd pleaser?
Listen, you've got songs that you sing in your car or in the subway or however you get around town.
What's your favorite song to sing in the shower, Leon?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I guess it depends.
Okay. Give me a random Tuesday.
How about some Adele?
Yeah.
Adele? That's great.
Like a Chasing Pavements early Adele album 19?
Oh, No. Probably like the 21 album.
Okay, got it.
That's where all the good heartbreak and
that's where you live in the heartbreak.
Leon, if you can pull off Adele, I think a man singing in an Adele song would definitely pique my interest, but you got to be able
to
pull it off.
I like to break out, you know, I have my lead songs, sure, fancy. Sometimes I'll do like a Will Smith.
Whitney Houston, Save It All My Love.
Linda Ronstadt. But when you break out a song that people haven't heard in 25 years, like a Just Once by James Ingram, and you know every word and every syllable,
that's gonna
stop the room.
That's right. I would do some practice.
Yeah, you could always practice. What city do you live in?
Phoenix.
What is it?
Phoenix.
Okay.
Phoenix,
in New York, yeah. I know there are private rooms you can rent out for an hour and just practice. But I don't know about Phoenix, if that's okay. A real thing. But you can download karaoke tracks on your phone or on, you know, you can get them on YouTube.
Something to think about.
And practice if you're nervous about it.
But really, it's confidence. Okay. Okay, it's the confidence.
It's really about confidence.
You got to just get up there.
It's got to be a song you know. It's got to be a song you love. Don't stand up and sing in Vogue
if
you don't know it or love it.
Right. Think to yourself, what would Chrissy Teigen do? All right. Take care, Leon.
Thank you for calling.
Dishes.
There you go.
In the New York Times.
All right. We have our next caller. You're listening
Hello?
To... Hello.
Oh, yeah. That's a how
yeah.
do you do?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're live to tape.
These are some
with Marissa Wampler.
Dulcet tones that are coming at me.
This is a live
listeners
love lockdown.
This I could literally listen to this gentleman read the phone book. Who are we squawking at?
What's your name?
You're speaking with Brad, and I'm from Canada.
All right.
Even better, a Canadian Mountie.
Chili.
Are you on a horse currently?
I'm on a horse right now, yes.
Yeah. Oh, great, great. Yeah, that's why you got them great acoustics.
Yeah.
All right, tell us what your question is. You need some advice?
Higher. You got to sit higher for the great acoustics, yes.
Acoustics. All right, what's your question?
Well, I'm on an on-again, off-again, quote-unquote, relationship with this girl in the States. And we're not sure if we want to, like, go through with it or not. And we kind of at some point have acknowledged, like, yeah, we don't really want to do it. But then also there's some days where we're like, oh, do we really want to do this? Or I really like you and I like you too. And all that stuff. So do I stay on the pod or do I get off?
Okay. Let's not talk about shitting when we're talking about love.
When you say go through with it, what are we talking about?
Moving to be with each other?
Long pause, maybe.
Well, that long pause to me tells me everything I need to know.
If you both are like, should we? Probably not.
No.
Probably not. And...
I just want to ask, do you feel like maybe you could really go for this person, but you're holding back like Gutterballs does? If he if you let yourself take a leap, if you pictured yourself as, let's say, the lead in a movie starring Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant, and at the end of the movie, they get on that plane, you know, and maybe you're the assistant to him and it's 2 weeks notice and you've been given your 2 weeks notice. What would, if you let yourself love, would it be would this be someone you feel like you could actually fall in love if you let yourself, or is it not that kind of thing?
Honestly, I'd say, yeah. I'd say yes. The problem is that she's on like the West Coast and I'm effectively East Coast Canada, like Toronto.
Sure.
That's vague enough. Toronto, yeah, sure. That's the only city in Canada, so yeah.
That's
Toronto.
All we know about. Yeah, so the rest of it's just wasteland.
Yeah, wasteland. It's like a 3-day drive, and flights are damn expensive, and we're both broke college students, so it's like
college.
If she lived closer, yeah. Mm. But
what if you tried? Is there anything that you could do where you try like a month out there? And by the way, let's go to LA. Do you understand? Meghan Markle moved to London. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Prince Harry didn't move to Toronto. She was like, okay, let me try something else. Okay. So I'm not saying
Are you in the middle of your degree of getting a master's or something?
Not quite a master's. Like You know, like the kind of programs that are in between a bachelor and a master's?
Could you do it anywhere, or do you have to be in Toronto for what you're dreaming of?
Yes. Yes.
You could do it anywhere?
Yes, I have to be in one location. I can't really do it remotely.
You couldn't do like an internship for a month or something, or just take a month off?
Or summer?
I could, but work permits are really hard to get these days.
Work permits. This is the most unsexy talk I've ever had. Yeah. How about this? This is what I'd say. Think to yourself, will I regret not doing this? Will I regret it? And if you will regret it, then do it.
You could also go into a closet, close your eyes, and think about like your grandmother who used to give you great advice and think, what would she tell me to do?
Right.
What would Gutterballs do in this situation?
Well, he wouldn't do it, and that's why he's not a man. What would Marissa do?
Yes, she'd go not Gutterballs.
She'd go for it.
She has a B.A. Baracus. I could B.A. Baracus you.
Here's the deal. You're young, right? You're young. Yeah. You think that there's a million people you're going to feel connected to. Truth is, there's not that many. So if you find a good one, you should go for it. That's what I think. Because love is very hard to find.
Can you be across the country?
Yes, I will. Give me your address. We're going to get your address offline.
All right. Listen, I want to hear how it works out.
Thanks,
if you go for it, let us know.
Yeah, email us at wompupthejams@z.com, please. All right. We're on with our next caller. You're our last caller. Oh, great. Marissa just took a big bite of cheddar bunnies.
I'm so sorry.
Marissa.
I had a little blood sugar moment.
All right. Who are we talking to?
Oh, this is Stephanie Ruff.
Stephanie Ruff. First and last name.
Yeah.
Not worried about people knowing your identity. I love it. Listen, you've got Marissa and you got Charlotte Lisler here. Do you have a question for us on Lisler's Love Lockdown?
I do. You guys actually helped me out a couple years ago. It was when she had Chet Noseworthy on.
Yes.
And you helped me with commitment issues.
Oh, and how did it work out?
I want to hear about it.
It did. I'm now committed to someone. My girlfriend and I have been together a few months now.
Yes.
And it's going very, very well.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
My question, we're in love. We're living the dream.
Yeah.
But my question to you two is she's looking for jobs in Portland and I'm looking for jobs that have to do with the ocean. So more in Florida or the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for long distance?
Don't do it.
If it's worth it, do it. Call me a romantic.
You could do it, but don't do it for a long time. There's a reason it feels good when you're together. You help each other out. So if you need to go for a time being, and you guys are only a couple months into this, it could not end well should you split right now. Do you know what I mean?
But my point is, if she feels like this is it, you do whatever is necessary. But you just make sure you know in a couple years, you know you're going to be in the same place.
Right.
Look at what happened to Aniston and Thoreau. R.I.P.
Oh, my God. Talk about heartbreak.
They spent a lot of time apart.
I used to believe in love, you know?
Right?
Well, you're going to believe it again because you're going home to a beautiful woman, and I love that. And you've been finding it, and you guys are really into it. So I think the next step will be, like, making a decision as a couple, like saying, yes, we're in this for the long haul. We want to do, like, are you going to regret not going to this place to pursue your dreams? Will you feel like you're resentful of her, vice versa? You know, you guys have to start communicating about that on a real honest level and what your fears are.
I think what we need to ask ourselves is, what would Meghan Markle do?
You can't just keep referencing Meghan Markle.
She said, F you to suits.
That bitch would move right to London, I think.
That's exactly what she did. Because you know what? Your job is important, but it's not as important as who you love.
Well, they both have that job, though. So one of them is going to get to be in the place, probably.
I know, that's tough.
But you're also, say you go to Portland. You're talking about Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
So in Portland, Oregon, you're a very short flight away from some of the best oceanographic studies in the whole world.
That's true. And I hear Marina Del Rey's pretty hopping.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
They throw it down. The sea life in Marina Del Rey
throw
is off the chain
down on
Fleek.
I want to hear, listen, we told you to commit before. Yeah. I want you to commit now. I want you to double down, whatever that means to you. You say to this woman, I am prepared to do whatever it takes. So let's do this together because I love you.
I like that.
Oh, my God. I have one single tear.
Oh, good.
On my face.
Good.
All
good,
right,
good.
Stephanie.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for your support and for listening.
Last time you guys answered my question, Marissa started talking shit about me being on Hill 16. So,
Oh, no.
Hey, listen, if you go blow a bunch of dudes on Hill 16, I'm going to talk about it.
You know, we were doing so well. We were on good terms, Marissa. Now you just had to throw that in there.
You did not need to bring that up. Why did you bring that up?
All right. Go have a scissor fest. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
guys.
Right. Take care.
Bye.
All right.
Hashtag turn around.
#turnaround.
All right. All right, and that was a special edition of Listener's Love Lockdown. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for opening your heart.
Hashtag turnaround.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.